Our critic at large, John Powers, channel surfed through the night, watching how the broadcast and cable stations covered the election. He also followed media coverage of the Bush and Kerry campaigns. I asked him if he thinks the Bush victory will result in winners and losers within media pop culture.
Well, I think, oddly enough, that the clearest loser, to my mind, will be Fox News, strangely enough. You know, that although they're a conservative network and would be happy that the president had won, in fact, they would be better off with a Kerry presidency. You know, just as talk radio rose during the Clinton presidency, similarly, Fox News would be better off being in opposition to a president rather than having to defend a particular president. The entire style, which is built on controversy and in your face and a certain kind of grievance, works much better if, in fact, you're not controlling every branch of government.
And yet, hasn't Fox News' ratings really gone up in the past 4 years?
Oh, well, Fox News' ratings have gone up the last 4 years, but now you'll be 5, 6, 7 years into a time when the Republicans are controlling everything. Fox News would be better off, would get more viewers, I'm certain, if in fact they could be the source of the counter myth to a Kerry presidency rather than being the source of the myth of the Bush presidency.
Had you wondered if Air America, the new radio network that is very pro-democratic, whether they would kind of go off the air if John Kerry won?
You know, it's interesting to know what will happen to Air America. You know, that it's interesting to know, in fact, whether the liberal left will continue to fight against Bush with the same fervor it has, or whether it will sink into a kind of defeatism, the kind that you found in Britain during the Thatcherist period, where all of a sudden many of the people of the so-called liberal elite just thought, well, we're not going to beat this person for a while, so let's get on with our private lives and just forget about it. It'll be interesting to see whether that happens here.
How do you think the mainstream media will be affected by the election?
Yes. What I think will actually happen is that the mainstream, which had grown more critical of Bush because they were allowed to, because Kerry was attacking Bush, will go back to its earlier posture, which is to basically be deferential to the president.
The blogs were expected to play a bigger part in this election than in any previous elections. Have you been following the blogs, particularly the political ones and the campaign blogs, and do you think that they really made a difference one way or another? Do you think a lot of people were reading them?
Yes. No, I think what's interesting is that a lot of people read blogs, and especially people in the media read blogs, so that within the kind of echo chamber of media world, blogs are hugely important. What's fascinating about the way the results came down is they were almost what you might have predicted a year ago if you'd never read any of the blogs, is that it came down to a referendum on President Bush. And in a time of terror, my sense always was that people would choose the person they knew versus someone they didn't know, unless that person gave them an overwhelming reason to choose otherwise.
You know, it's been remarked by many people, that for a lot of people, particularly younger people, the comedy shows are a major source of news, most notably Jon Stewart's show. So, you know, looking back on the election, what do you think the importance of, say, Jon Stewart's show or Bill Maher's show, the shows that specialize in comedy and political satire, what impact they had?
Well, I think that there's something slightly misleading about the power of those shows, because in fact they aren't hugely watched. You know, more people watch Bill O'Reilly than watch Jon Stewart. But there's something about the way that Jon Stewart is extremely funny and liked by people on both the left and the right that means he's often being quoted in the media, which makes it seem as though he's actually more powerful than he actually is. The same is true of Bill Maher. You know, when you actually break the numbers down, in fact, The Daily Show isn't as powerful as you might think from its number one best-selling book and all the rest.
Any reflections on how each campaign used the media during the campaigning?
Yes. Well, I think that, you know, that the Bush campaign was better at using the media. In fact, partly because they're very, very good at keeping focused messages. In fact, the Kerry campaign was not so good at that, you know, partly because Kerry himself tends to wander a little bit and isn't very good at sound bites. But in fact, that the Bush campaign is very, very good at using the news cycle. And what was interesting was they had in the last week a bad week for them, you know, as they would admit, you know, because of the revelations about Iraq and because of Osama bin Laden. Those weren't the things that the Bush campaign actually wanted to be having happening. But in fact, they were very, very good for most of the campaign in controlling the news that was going out and presenting their particular vision of the election. I always said they were running a mythic campaign, which is to say that it turned on sort of mythic qualities of leadership and virtue, whereas the Kerry campaign was doing something which is, I guess, more reality-based, which was to say, let's look at the facts on the ground. And usually in a pinch, Americans will go for the more mythical campaign rather than the more reality-based campaign.
Well, John Powers, thanks so much for talking with us.
Happy to be here, Terry.
John Powers writes a media column for LA Weekly. He's film critic for Vogue and author of the book Sore Winners.